This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new study finds climate change is leading to more nighttime fires. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Jennifer Balch is a fire scientist with the University of Colorado Boulder. She says the nighttime is usually when fires calm down.
And firefighters use that window to better control fires. And so that's a critical tactical window that we're losing as a function of nights getting warmer.
Balch's study looks at flammable nights, nights with higher temperatures and lower moisture levels. She says those nights have become more common across the planet due to climate change. That trend is especially pronounced in Colorado and other western states. The region now experiences 11 more flammable nights per year than it did in 1979, a 45% increase. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado is ramping up the use of a tool that monitors wastewater to give an early warning about COVID-19 spread. Here's CPR's John Daly.
When the pandemic hit, some Colorado universities and water treatment agencies started taking wastewater samples and sending them to labs for analysis. That helped them see spikes in the spread. Testing wastewater from dorms and then testing students allowed the University of Denver to quickly isolate infected students. Keith Miller is an associate professor in chemistry and biochemistry at DU.
That's what wastewater testing is. It's the one that's going to give you the biggest picture first.
Now both the CDC and the state are expanding wastewater monitoring using federal money. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, just 2 degrees this morning. In Denver, 3 below zero. This is CPR News and KRCC.